Back to Huskies Drive Time on Mix 93. It is the 10th day of February, and Coach Joe Hagenmiller from the Nordic Ski Teams with us. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Dirk. Where's my lead-in music from the boss?
I don't know, Ryan. I don't know if I have that loaded up or not.
No, oh, that's okay, Dirk.
Anyway, Joe, you're throwing me off here now. My whole train of thought is... No, I'm just kidding. Joe, congratulations, man. Great skiing over the weekend, and you got another big weekend coming up in Minneapolis. Talk a little bit about the sprint and relay championships in Duluth this past weekend and how great you guys did.
Well, Dirk, I think you're giving us a little bit more credit than we deserve with our Saturday results. You know, we should have been a little bit more competitive on Saturday, but, you know, the athletes went out there and gave it everything they had, and we got beat by a team that was a little better than us with Scholastica on Saturday, but we bounced back pretty well on Sunday with the sprint races. Really fun to have Hoken and Ulrika win those races, and the guys really stepped it up on Sunday and kind of showed how good our team is.
We got three of the top four spots among the collegiate finishers in that race, and a couple more not too far back. I think the cool part was not only did you win the A finals, which is, you know, six skiers each, but then you won both of the B finals as well, so you had all four champs in the day.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's pretty fun when you see our gold suits going off the front in those sprint races and taking it to the competition and getting across the line first. The trails that we had over there, their snow is definitely not what we've got over here. They've been skiing on probably 2 to 3 inches of just mashed down icy base since late November over there. But they had kind of a interesting twisty turny roly poly loop that was kind of a lot of fun for the athletes to ski. And no NCAA qualifying last weekend, so it was a little bit of a more relaxed weekend for the athletes, which I'm sure they appreciated the opportunity to just go out and put the hammer down and not really be too terribly concerned about the results.
Is that a real term in Nordic skiing, roly poly loop?
I guess so.
I'm writing that down
now.
Right now.
It is now because Joe said it. It was not NCAA qualifying, but from what I understand, it does count for team standings for your conference championship, right?
That is correct. And now this coming weekend is the second half of our conference championship. The relay day, we kind of, both the men and women, dug ourselves a little bit of a hole. The men dug out of that hole a little bit on Saturday and are certainly in good striking distance to have a good shot to win the conference championship. The women have a little bit of work to do on Friday and Saturday this weekend.
I know,
but
that
they can certainly do it. We just have to have some good days.
I know that Deidre and Tom have been gone from the team, obviously out in Kazakhstan, across, you know, halfway around the world, skiing over there in the World Championships and the World Juniors. Have you had a chance to get in touch with them, and, you know, what's their status? Are they on their way back yet? Talk about that.
They're back here in Houghton. I got a chance to talk to them on the cell phone while they were in the airport in Detroit. I think they had a great experience over there. I suspect they'll probably be happy to be back racing against mere mortal competition instead of, you know, everybody fast from planet Earth, which is good, and it'll be nice for our team to have the cavalry back at home.
when do you leave, Joe?
Well, AJ and Mike are... my assistant coach and our student assistant are going to take off tomorrow afternoon so they can start doing some wax testing on Thursday morning for Friday's race, and then the team will take off on Thursday morning.
You back in the same place you guys were a couple weeks ago?
Yep, we're back at Theater Worth Park. I think we're going to know that loop pretty well since it's 3 kilometers, and there's only 3 kilometers to ski there.
All right, Joe. Well, thanks for your time, and we wish you another good weekend. And that'll be in Minneapolis for the CCSA Distance Championships for Michigan Tech Nordic Skiing. And, again, good luck and safe travels. Okay, Coach?
Thanks, guys.
Joe Hagenmiller here on Mix 93. Real quick, let's give away a pair of tickets for Michigan Tech Thursday night basketball. These tickets get you into both games for the doubleheader, and I have two of them. First caller on the Mix line right now at 483-4054. Huskies taking on Hillsdale at 5:30 for the women, 7:30 for the men. You can also hear these games on Mix 93, as Mitch Lake will have the call for you. But our first caller getting these tickets, good morning. Who is this?
Jen Bach.
What was the name?
Jen Bach.
Jen?
Yep.
Bach?
No, Bach like the composer.
Oh, Bach. Okay, I thought you had an S on there. Jen, congratulations. A pair of tickets all yours. All you need to do is pick these up before 5 o'clock Thursday, okay?
Okay, thanks, sir.
Thanks a lot. Jen is our winner today. And, looky here. I got another pair of tickets for the Hillsdale game. First call on the Mix line, 483-4054, toll-free 866-483-4054. Two tickets for Michigan Tech basketball Thursday night. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Sarah Karanimi.
Sarah. And what was the last name?
Karanimi.
Karanimi. And where are you from, Sarah?
Calumet.
Great job getting in time. Stop on in before 5 o'clock Thursday to pick up your tickets, okay?
Good, thanks a lot.
Thank you. All right, Wes, that was easy. You got to go, right?
That's easy, yeah. I got
to
go.
All right, drive time. Thanks a lot to Wes. Thanks to Ben Stelzer for being our special guest student athlete here on Huskies Drive Time. And remember, Michigan Tech basketball Thursday night and Saturday afternoon, also here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Tickets are on sale at 487-2073. And also, we have Michigan Tech hockey this weekend from Alaska. Don't forget, we will be rebroadcasting Friday night's game at Saturday morning at 8. Rebroadcasting Saturday night's game Sunday morning at 11.